Yes, I said quietly. Yes, me too. I slid a hand into his sleeve. I've been thinking the same, but I lost my nerve every time I tried to bring it up.
Really?
Laughter and relief spilled into his voice, and I realized it must have taken some courage for him to start the conversation. Sarah, you're one of the most confident women I've ever met. You are. It's one of the things I like about you. One of the many things I like very much about you. It had been a great many years since I'd had to start nailing confidence to myself, like a sign on a shop. But even though it came naturally now, even though I spoke at medical conferences around the world, gave interviews to news crews, managed a team, I felt unsettled when people remarked on it. Unsettled, or perhaps exposed, like a person on a hill in a thunderstorm. Then Eddie kissed me again, and I felt it all dissolve. The sadness of the past, the uncertainty of the future. This was what was meant to happen next. This